The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, and the 11th verse. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, and verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. These words were spoken by the angel of God to the dear shepherds. Now there are a few things I just want to name in leading up to the text. First of all, these shepherds were abiding in the fields. They were in green pastures where the sheep continually fed and were nourished. They were the same fields that many years before David himself cared for the flocks. The second thing was this, that the shepherds were very diligent men. We read, don't we, how they kept watch over their flock by night. They didn't just care for them during the daytime. They were there throughout the night seasons. And is that not a beautiful illustration of how the Lord cares for his people? Not only in the daytime, but throughout the night seasons as well. And we would look at that not only in a natural way, but especially spiritually. Because there are many times where the Lord's people seem to be in the night. And in the night, you see, it's dark, isn't it? We read in the Word of God that the beasts of the forest creep forth. And that's what it was, why the shepherds so diligently watched over their flocks in the night season, because of the many beasts of the forest that would creep forth to destroy them. And thinking about it, in our own hearts, there are many times where Satan comes in the night. And things often seem worse, don't they, when you're in trouble or affliction or in distress in the night season. But as the shepherds watched over their flocks, so the Lord watches over his dear people. But then, as they were there in that night season, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. You know, so abundant was the glory that the shepherds, with all the wisdom they were given, could not stand the power of this glory. They were afraid. They were afraid. And there may be those of you today that have things on this Christmas morn that make you afraid. You see, there are two aspects to this. The first is this. many people are afraid in troubles, storms, tempests. They're afraid and they fear. We're creatures of fear. But you know, with the Lord's dear people, there are not only those things that make them fear. There are times where so abundant is the glory and the revelation of Christ, the appearing of the Lord, that the Lord's people are afraid. We're poor creatures of the earth. If you look back throughout God's holy word, you will find that even with Abraham and those old divines throughout the Old Testament, there were times where they were afraid because of the abundant majesty of heaven, the Lord coming down. And they were afraid. And here, these shepherds were afraid, and they were sore afraid. He didn't just say they were afraid, they were sore afraid. They trembled before the majesty of this angel. We don't know, we're not told that it was Gabriel, but when you look back to what we read in Matthew, the angel Gabriel came down, didn't he, and told Mary that she would bring forth the precious Son of God. It could well have been Gabriel that brought this blessed message, but I want to go further. The Lord gave them, through the angel, a blessed message. But there's something here we need to pause and consider. It wasn't until they were sore afraid that the angel spoke to them some blessed words. Which brings us to this. You know, they all had to come right down. So there they were, trembling and afraid before the Lord for him to speak. And the angel said unto them, fear not. They needed it, didn't they? Are there those of you this morning that need this? Well, we think of the dear mother of Christ, when the angel told her Gabriel she should bring forth the Son of God, she was afraid. And how wonderfully he spoke to her, fear not, for thou art most favoured among women, fear not. He came to calm her in all her fears. And oh, may the Lord at this sacred season, those of you that may be fearful this morning, he came and he calms her of all her fears, and so he does these shepherds. Fear not. For behold, this great message was to follow it. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Good tidings. And what were these tidings? The tidings were that Christ was born. Our text says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. For unto you. You know, when the Lord dropped this word in very sweetly yesterday, it was these first three words, really, that seemed to so arrest me. For unto you, look how personal it was to these shepherds, each one of them individually, for unto you. It's a beautiful word, isn't it? And my desire is this morning, as we venture just to make a few remarks on it, to bring it right home. May the Lord whisper this to each one of us here, for unto you. It's so personal, you see. We know, and I would speak this reverently and rightly, that Christ came to save everyone that the Father had given him to suffer, bleed and die for. But oh, we want to know it personally, don't we? You think as we seek to celebrate the birthday, as we have been singing of our King, Jesus, oh, to know that he came into this earth to save our souls unto you. It's a beautiful word, isn't it? For unto you. It reminded me, and I speak it lovingly and not to speak one's own experience to you, but it reminded me of some years ago now when I was pastor at Ashwell. I felt very down and in a low place, and it was the first Lord's Day of the month and I had to administer the Lord's Supper, and I felt so unworthy to even be at the Lord's Supper, let alone to administer it. And I felt so low, and you know, I couldn't lift myself up, and nothing that any man said to me could lift me up. But you know, the Lord knew just how to set me free. And when I had broken the bread, I read these verses, which I often read at the Lord's Supper, in Luke's Gospel. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, and this was the word, this is my body. And what broke me was what followed, which is given for you. And you know, it really melted my heart, which is given for you. You think how Christ gave his precious body, laid it down for sinners, for you. There may be one here this morning, troubled by your sin, buffeted by Satan, troubled by the hardness of your heart, troubled that the Lord is favouring others and blessing others, and you seem to be passed by. But may this be the set time when the Lord will speak this to you. For unto you, you see, these shepherds were poor sinners. They needed a saviour. And who is it that needs a saviour? It's those that feel the sin and guilt and wretchedness that need the Lord to save them from their sins. You see, the text goes on to speak of this, doesn't it? For unto you. You think we're here to celebrate the birthday of our King. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Unto you. I cannot get away from that. Unto you. Doesn't matter how vile you are, how black you are, how poor you are, how empty you are. Unto you. Now let me come low. That those of you that desire the Lord would say this to you. For unto you. May the Holy Spirit so apply this text. If nothing, I may ramble round today. For unto you is born this day. The angel, you see, was conveying the message of heaven to them. Of the glorious birth of the dear Redeemer. You know, many of us know what it is to rejoice at the birth of our children. We rejoice at the birth of our grandchildren. We rejoice with others when they're favoured with the birth of a child. We rejoice with them. But you think of this great coming of the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus. We read, don't we, and many shall rejoice at his birth. And unto you is born this day. This must have been wonderful music to their ears, because there was no doubt those among them that had waited for this day. It's like a dear mother when she is carrying her child. She waits for the day when she shall bring it forth and hold it in her arms. Hannah rejoiced, didn't she, with the birth of Samuel. She got something to rejoice over. And not only did she hold him in the arms, naturally, I believe she held the Lord of life and glory in her arms by faith. For unto you is born this day. This was the appointed day, you see. The day the Lord had made. When Christ should come. And then, just briefly, there are three things. First, where? Secondly, the blessed tidings of the angel, a saviour. And thirdly, which is called Christ the Lord. It's very wonderful. He was born in the city of David. You know, we often read, don't we? It's recorded here. He was of the house and lineages of David. He came down that wonderful line, you see. Oh, he did. David's greater son. You know, God said there was none of the kings of Israel like his servant David. But oh, here we find, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, David's greater son. And oh, may we lay that to heart today, in the city of David. You think of the desires of David throughout the Word of God and the wonderful way the Lord dealt with him and blessed him and appeared for him. May we have the religion David had, but oh, all his hope was in the precious Son of God, the dear Saviour. And then a Saviour. What a beautiful word, isn't it? The word Saviour in the simplicity and meaning of it is a great deliverer. A great deliverer. A saviour, one that can save you, poor soul, from all your sin. One that can save you out of all the grips of Satan. One that can save you from all your trouble and save you from this yourself and save you from this world. A saviour. Oh, how I must have felt, no man could describe in words, when the Lord sent his angel to pronounce this to them. a saviour. Now let me come low. Do you feel to need one? And do I? What are we seeing? Jesus is, there's no doubt about it, a mighty saviour. Helpless souls have here a friend. Oh, you think of that this morning in your poor heart. Do you need this mighty saviour? Do I? And who's it that needs it? Helpless souls have here a friend. He has borne their misbehaviour and will save them to the end. A mighty saviour. One that could bear, all incarnate God could bear, with strength enough and none to spare. One that was willing to lay down his precious life for sinners. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a saviour. And that saviour, poor soul, still lives and reigns today. Oh, he does. In control of all things. What did he say? All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And he has power to save. And when Satan may say to you, oh, but you're out of the secret, you're one that is too black for such a saviour. You go back to the devil with this word. The angel said, unto you is born this day in the city of David a saviour, one that can save us. And it's beautiful words of Paul, aren't they? Unto the uttermost. You know, you can never reach the uttermost. You can put a marker down and say, well, that's the uttermost part. But you see, even there's further than that. Unto the uttermost. Uttermost sinners. In uttermost wretchedness and sin and vileness. Unto the uttermost. And he came to save unto the uttermost. All that come unto God by him, and there's no other way you can come to God, is there, but through the dear Redeemer himself. But I must leave it. Finally, which is Christ the Lord. The blessed mediator, the advocate, the Lord our righteousness, Christ the Lord, the King of Kings, the glorious High Priest. You read through the Word of God and see the blessed titles given to the dear Saviour. Wonderful words they are. And you can do it at your leisure and you go through those blessed catalogues. Christ the Lord, the mighty Saviour, the mighty Redeemer. Well, may the Holy Spirit sweetly apply the text to us, and may it live in us through today and into the coming year, if it be the Lord's holy will. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Well, may the Lord bless his word. Amen.